Low key though, I am so intimidated by the artists we've got in the studio today. They are just so cool, and I want to be like that. Like, their project has a fusion sound of like jazzy, we've got punk, it's just a vibe. And they've just released their debut album, Serpent Season 1, which explores themes around identity, digital landscapes, cyber feminism, and this really like interesting intersection of imagery. Like, we've got serpents, we've got like esoteric mystery vibes, we've got ancient mythological creatures. It's really cool. We're so lucky to have Charlie and Matt from Hydra Fashion Week with us today. Charlie, Matt, how are you guys feeling?
Well, hectic.
Hectic.
But after that intro,
yeah,
very,
so much. That's
very
nice.
Cool.
You're so welcome.
Feeling very cool intro.
Yeah. You are, I'm like, you guys are really cool.
Oh, you should... Sorry, you should have seen us bumbling through the city trying to get here.
With, like, guitars and stuff?
Yeah, like, through traffic. You would have had a really different image of us.
No,
but
no, no.
I'm glad we've come here.
You've got, like, the rock star.
With aplomb when we walked in, but that was not what we felt like.
That's okay. To me, that's how you seem.
Great.
I haven't seen that. I'm happy to be fooled.
That could be the next music video, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, actually, that would be cool. Like,
lost
bumbling
with guitars.
Wait, isn't that kind of the Bittersweet Symphony film clip? Because he's like walking through the city.
Yeah, and it's like one take.
It's like one take, and he's pushing all these people.
Yeah.
But
he looks very confident doing it. Us would be more like, oh, sorry.
Like, apologising to everyone, even though they might have bumped into you, kind of vibe.
Yeah, that's our version. All right, yeah, that's the next film clip.
Okay. So you heard it here first, guys.
Exclusive.
We're getting the exclusive scoop today. but for people who may not have heard of Hydra Fashion Week, can you give us a little rundown of, like, the sound, the aesthetic, the vibes?
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, you may have said before, we've got a genre, we made it. It's called jazzy hyperpunk.
Please do tell more. I'm intrigued.
Tell more, Matt. Do you want to? No, I'll start it off. I guess like, it's basically, it started off for me as like, I kind of wanted to, it was kind of almost like, first thought was a Green Day cover band.
Oh, love. Go off.
That was my first.
It's giving emo.
Yeah, that was my first. Just like I needed to let that out, and then it grew from there. But it was originally combining kind of jazz and punk kind of things. Like punk was one of my first music loves, and jazz is. Matt is like a trained jazz guitarist.
Ooh,
indeed, yeah.
So, go off, Matt.
Suppose
we
kind of inevitable.
That
it just in bleeds the room, in.
It just comes out.
Yeah,
it's uncontrollable.
Yeah,
the jazz hands are always there.
That is true.
The jazz
from
hands
that.
For those who can't see.
And then, but it's kind of expanded since then. So
cool.
Basically, I think the MO now is just kind of like to combine kind of influences like progressive rap and pop music with like a more kind of post-punk sound that kind of that aren't usually fused together.
That's I think part of why it's so cool is that you just don't see that kind of fusion, but you do it so well.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I've been listening to your music literally all day, and I'm like, I feel like these genres would almost be quite clunky together, but they're not. They sound so smooth, and I'm like, how is this not like its own genre that's like a thing already? You just make it sound so good.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I know that today's a super exciting day for you because you've released a whole album today. How do you feel?
True. Almost a whole album.
Almost a whole album.
Well, we actually...
Bit of drama about that.
Ooh.
This is part of the reason it's so hectic. Just before I left, we realized one of the tracks is not yet out,
uploaded.
So the drama continues.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you've listened today...
Yeah.
You have to listen again because one of the most important tracks called Snake's Tale, I don't know, maybe Spotify didn't like it. It's kind of a pretty crazy track. I think they just didn't like it, but it's going to come up there.
And it's just not on there?
But it is on Bandcamp.
Oh,
it's on the Bandcamp version.
Bandcamp Friday tomorrow.
And Bandcamp is nicer anyway, so go listen to it there. But you got extra incentive to listen tomorrow or whenever.
Yeah. Is this just an elaborate ploy to get people to listen another
time? I wish it was, but it was actually something... Yeah.
Stressful as.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, it took me a while to realise. We didn't read the fine print, but they didn't like it, I don't know, but it's going to be there, so...
It's going to happen at some point.
It is, yeah, but so just, I think, added to the hectic energy of the day.
Yeah, and like a release day is already like stressy and hectic enough.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that happened.
No, that's okay.
It's all right, yeah.
These things happen.
Matt was really chill about it.
I listened to the album while cleaning the house.
Ooh.
I didn't even notice it wasn't there. Then I spoke to Charlie and like, yeah. He was like, oh, yeah. I was like, good point.
Maybe should have maybe picked up on that. But
yeah,
like,
it took us all day.
To be fair, you were distracted. You were cleaning.
Exactly.
That requires a lot of brain power sometimes.
For sure.
Yeah, true.
And can you give us a bit of insight around like the behind the scenes of this album and like what it was like making it, any inspirations? What were the vibes?
Like behind the music we should create. I feel like I wish there was some drama we could create.
Just make some up on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Feed us lies.
We almost broke up every 5 times. It was actually kind of interesting. The timing of it, like when we planned to start, it was basically lockdown.
Yeah.
So it really became like quite a delayed sort of piecemeal process, which kind of just led in my mind to this like build up of like, I need to really want to get this out, but we were patient and I think that was, I think that paid off, but it really became over a long period kind of, because we, like a lot of Hydra Fashion Week is about interaction and improvisation. And when we couldn't play together, that really kind of halted the process. So I think one of the reasons it's so expansive in its sound is because it just kind of was gestating for a while.
Yeah.
And more and more ideas.
Gestating is such a good word.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just casually threw that into this conversation. It was so cool.
Oh, thank you. You know. That's some rock star shit. We've just got some words.
We've just got some vocabulary.
Yeah.
Some big words.
Sometimes.
Makes us sound cooler. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who's to say? I guess in that idea of having come out of lockdown with this whole, I guess, body of work that is slowly like accumulated over time, are there any songs in the album that are particularly vulnerable, I guess? Because I think lockdown was a particularly vulnerable time for a lot of people, especially mentally.
True.
Is there any, does that sort of come through at all?
Well, I did have the song, The Sick Day 132. That was actually the kind of, I guess, lockdown track. That was like the one that kind of expressed that.
Yeah.
But left that off the album.
Yeah.
So the answer was like, I think it was good for me personally to express that in that time.
Yeah.
There's definitely tracks that I would like consider emotionally vulnerable, but from that time it was like I wanted to leave it there. It felt very time stamped as well. Now I listen to it, I'm like, wow, that's very time stamped.
Almost nostalgic for that
specific. Yeah, so I wanted to leave that there. Yeah.
Fair enough. And I suppose building on that, like just emotionally vulnerable in general, are there any songs that really hit home for you?
I don't know, Matt. What do you think?
Yeah.
What's hitting home for you?
What's relevant?
Total Freefall.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's pretty well.
It's got some soaring melodies. So And we thought of Coldplay actually when we were it started reminding us of Coldplay in a weird way. So
in a weird way.
Well.
Yeah. Like finding a. That connection there.
Yes. Yeah. So we didn't. Yeah.
Do you guys listen to a lot of Coldplay? Is that like a really random influence, or is it like, oh no, I listen to Coldplay. This makes sense.
We talk about Coldplay all the time.
Okay.
No. I mean, yeah. I guess it's but it's random. But it's also not. Like, I feel like we're both very, open listeners, and it kind of all goes in there. Whether it's, I don't know. Did you listen to Coldplay? I feel like you did back in the day.
Coldplay, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Matt's
like, right now.
I never stopped.
Yeah.
I've got one of their songs in my head right now.
Yeah, but
someone was playing a Coldplay song on the way here in front of...
Oh, my God, they were.
The State Library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, as you do.
Mm-hmm. What's that song? Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-da.
The something. The Scientist?
The Scientist, yeah.
The something.
The
Scientist.
The Scientist. Anyway, I don't know how we got onto Coldplay, but
here we are.
Huh?
But here we are.
But here we are, yeah. But I think they've got, like, there's just, like, a real melodic sense, which is really cool. And we can, like, I feel like, be comfortable tapping into that or some, like, really pretentious stuff as well.
We love pretentious stuff here.
Yeah, free jazz, whatever. So that's where just, I think it's just about, like, listening openly, I guess.
Yeah. Listening openly, I think, is really important in music because I think sometimes we go in with these, like, preconceived ideas, and if we just, rather than imprinting ourselves on something the first listen, it's really nice for it to imprint on us first. But, yeah, what does the songwriting, like, process look like for you, building on this Coldplay influence thing? Like, do you approach an album with really clear ideas of imagery? Like, you know, you've got the serpents, you've got the mythological stuff. Or is it more something that sort of just happened over time and you were like, oh, that keeps popping up?
Yeah, I mean, process. I mean, yeah, we just listened to the Coldplay demos.
It's like nonstop.
Bootlegs, that's, and we just rip off what we can. People who listen after this are going to be a bit surprised. The imagery, I feel like once I got the name Hydra Fashion Week, I felt like it all kind of became obvious to me.
Right.
Like the themes, like, and the, that I could use and fall back on.
Cool.
I was like, I guess it, thought of it as like world building.
Yeah, I love that.
Kind of like that's the
aesthetic name.
Yes, yeah. It's like the aesthetics of Hydra Fashion Week, I feel like, were like clearly defined. So, you know, the songs could be about anything, and like the song we play today is like about something totally different, but like there's, you can make a connection in all of them.
Yeah.
If they like fit that aesthetic world and those kind of themes, and yeah, I think it's just a cool way to tie things together.
Yeah, absolutely. I always really appreciate artists who do think in that sort of like holistic way about music. Like, it's not just about the sound sometimes, it can be about the emotions, the imagery, the aesthetics. Like, it can be about fashion, which is cool.
Yeah, but not this one.
But not this one?
That's just a name.
That's just the name. Yeah. That's
what's
illegal.
In a name?
Though we are dressed really well.
How did you come up with the name? Out of curiosity.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah? There was certainly like a notebook that came out and we're writing.
Yeah. Oh,
spitballing like ideas.
Spitballing ideas. Oh yeah, there brainstorming was. Sessions.
True.
Exit door.
Exit. Oh.
Exit door.
I don't hate that.
At one point, we were just naming things we could see.
Yeah, just like objects.
Yeah, oh, things we could see in the rehearsal room.
Matt, you really wanted to call it Funk Time.
Oh yes.
I almost kicked you out of the band for that.
Was it Funk Time or Funk Engine? No, Funk Time. Yeah.
Which is
Funk Engine isn't too bad.
I think that's already a band. So yeah, Funk Engine.
That's not right.
It's Funk something. Time.
That's not.
And there's also one like Cherry.
Oh, there's Cherry.
What was that? Something.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of vetoing from me. Yeah. Oh, but I don't know. I always wanted something that like had a contrast, a specific contrast.
Yeah.
And you know, the Hydra, it's very important mythological figure. You cut one head off, another two grow back. Think about that.
Think about that. Just think for a moment. Maybe it is that deep.
Yeah.
I guess building on the inspiration behind titles, what was the inspiration behind Serpent Season 1?
Well, kind of what I was saying before about world building, I mean, like this, it was just like a perfect way to introduce the album, introduce the band, introduce the sound. It's like, welcome to Serpent Season 1.
Yeah.
We've entered it. And, yeah.
I love that.
If you don't know, a Hydra is a serpent-like figure. Just to make it really clear.
Yeah, just to make it real, we're spelling it out for you.
But,
it's giving serpent.
It's giving, exactly, it's giving serpent. And I've always been obsessed with snakes and serpents. So, it felt like that had to be the name.
Yeah, it just spoke to you.
Yeah, and it's like Season 1, it's like press play, Season 1.
I also like that Season 1 kind of implies a Season 2, like otherwise you wouldn't have like said this is the first one. And I like that because I'm like, yes, give me more.
Yeah, and then we can have the prequel as well.
Oh, true. This can be like Star Wars trilogy, like how are we going to go?
Exactly. Well, that's what we're talking about.
The sequel,
building
the prequel.
like the, what they call it, the MCU, like the Hydra Cinematic Universe. Ooh. Like that's what it's all about.
Yeah. It can, each thing can be like its own head.
I'm thinking branding here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking global conglomerate. Yeah. So
we are taking over the world.
Yeah.
That is the dream.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a super special performance from you guys, which I'm so excited about. Can you tell us a little bit about the song before we hear it?
Yeah, sure. Without giving too much away, it's called Crime Scene. Decided to play it just because I guess it's a bit of a deeper cut on the album, and like maybe people have got the singles to listen to, so thought we'd play that. I guess it's like almost the closest like we would come to a like almost a protest song.
Ooh,
like
I
it's
love that.
Like it's definitely about it's definitely rooted in the context of where we live and about place.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully those connections become obvious, but if not, that's also okay, cause it's up to what you think. But yeah, that's
music is subjective.
Exactly. But it's the I think the most kind of like overtly politically engaged song we have. But
cool.
Yeah.
I actually love that. I'm a huge fan of like politically engaged music.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm excited for this.
I hope you don't hate it. How's it sounding? This okay? All right, this is a Crime Scene by us. We live on a crime scene. We live on a crime scene. The passing of time does not make it fun. We live on a crime scene. We live on a crime scene. The passing of time does not make it fun. Someone broke in that no one else in. Can't get him out, no warrant about. Trespassers not caught, he works with police, he works with the law. The judge is the thief and he's some made the road, he's some made the news, he's some made your cities, he's some made your shoes. He's some runs a state and he owns an estate and the National Guard, he's some wrote your name. He's some made the roads, he's some made the news, he's some made your cities, he's some made your shoes. He's some runs a state and he owns an estate whilst all's terror is nullified all in one place. We live on a crime scene. We live on a crime scene. The passing of time does not make it fun. We live on a crime scene. We live on a crime scene. The passing of time does not make it fun. Someone broke in that no one else in. Can't get him out, no warrant about. Trespassers not caught, he works with police, he works with the law. The judge is the thief and he's some made the roads, he's some made the news, he's some made your cities, he's some made your shoes. He's some runs a state and he owns an estate and the National Guard, he's some wrote your name. He's some made the roads, he's some made the news, he's some made your cities, he's some made your shoes. He's some runs a state and he owns an estate whilst there's terror is not left, find only one way. Who sings maybe of this crime.
be guilty of this crime.
Merci.
That was so good.
Gracias.
You're so welcome. De rien. That was so awesome.
thank you.
Thank you so much for performing that for us. That's so special. I enjoyed that so much.
Oh, I'm glad.
Especially with like going into it, thinking about like politics and like sort of what the political vibe was. I was like, so many lines and that was so good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yep.
Do you guys have any like favorite songs you really like performing live out of curiosity?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That
was nice question.
Thank you so much. I thought of it myself.
Yeah.
I would say, Bird's Arm can be quite special because it's quite improvised.
Oh, I love that.
So it's always different.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's always a magic in music that is performed live and improvised because it's like you're never going to get that exact thing again. And it's also like it requires so much talent.
Yeah. No, you don't have to have talent. You just got to have commitment. Commit to the bit.
You do have to commit.
Have a sense of structure about it.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, that really was kind of like how it, one of the things that first brought us together is like I wanted to kind of have that like controlled chaos. Like
I love controlled chaos.
Yeah, like controlled moments of chaos within within the songs. And some of them we moved on a bit, but yeah, Birds, something like that, or like LMTC, which is the last song on the album, which... I really love as well at the moment, going through a phase with that one.
Nice.
Yeah, they've got those moments where it's kind of, it still feels like not really sure what's going to happen, but it's also quite structured. So that's fun.
It's like who's to say, but also where to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's interesting because I guess we know how we want to get there, but how we get there is what's different.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah.
but it's true. It is improvised, but there's like that structure in place to kind of hold it all together.
And I suppose if the structure is keeping you guys... I feel like you guys are pretty on the same page anyway, and the structure just like helps really turn it into something that's like, this is a show. This isn't just people who are just like figuring it out as they go along. It's like you're figuring it out as you go along, but you also are not. If that makes any sense.
No, it does. It does.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And I guess building on what you said before about sort of why you guys and like how Hydra Fashion Week came together, you wanted this controlled chaos feel. What is the origin story? What's the origin story of Hydra Fashion Week?
Oh.
What brought you guys together as a band?
Oh, I was saying, well, the Green Day cover band.
That's true.
That was my first idea. and then I had a second idea, which is probably a bit better.
Two ideas.
Well, initially, as I said, like I was personally like, I think we were both like doing quite different music and in different projects. And I was personally in like like doing electronic music, like electronic pop music in a band called Huntley and really wanted to do something different, like really different, that was with guitars and kind of sounded different. And I couldn't really play guitar as well. So I kind of found it's really exciting to pick up an instrument or something. It was a bit more liberating because I didn't know what I was doing. And then I was like, oh, I got these songs I want them to play. But I was like, I can't really play guitar. I should find someone who can really play guitar.
And you're like, a jazz guitarist.
Yeah, and I was like, my friend Matt. And we met playing in another band called Biscotti.
Yeah,
actually.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That like Matt came in like last minute before we were going on tour to fill in for the other guitarist, I think. Like just before.
Yeah, just casually fills in for a tour.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Go off.
Yeah, it was a bit... Yeah, that's what happened.
That is, in fact, the story.
Yeah.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah. And and then I was like, I need to get some people who can really play their instruments. And then also, I knew that Matt really had the same kind of ideas about music that I did. So, connected that way.
I have one final question for you both.
Mm-hmm.
On the Hoist, our whole thing is local music. It's local music, local artists. Do you have anyone who you want to give a little shout out to?
True.
Doing the music thing.
True. That's a good question.
To put you on the spot.
I should actually... One thing I was going to say is we are playing a launch show. But
yes.
yeah, the tickets will be out next week, but the launch show is on is May 11th at the Curtain, and you should come.
Awesome.
And I can't give away everyone that I was like, who should I shout out? It's like, can't give away it all now because I'm going to announce, but one act that I know is going to be on the bill is Boyfriend TV.
Cool. We played their song literally today.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. So there's some friends of mine there. Band. There's also Bodies of Eternal and Divine Spirit. I think I'm getting that. Divine and Eternal Spirit.
Yeah.
Or Bodies for short. They're another local band they won't be playing, but I really like their stuff. And
And
there's a few kind of different groups that revolve around their orbit.
Cool.
I'm into, mate.
We love an orbit here.
Yeah.
I was shout out so Jasper, who plays bass, their band Eaglemont.
Oh, cool.
Shout them out.
I know
Yeah, Jasper's in Eaglemont and also puts out music under his own name called Jules Evans as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, check that all out.
We absolutely will.
Yeah.